I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Ongoing refugee camp raids in Lebanon have forced one Christian school to close its doors. Triumphant Mercy Lebanon temporarily closed its school on Wednesday to protect Syrian teachers. Nuna with TM Lebanon says,
because of all the paperwork that Syrian people have not been able to fill with the government in Lebanon, many now are in a status of illegal residence. We cannot open the school and have them come and be in this danger of being caught.
As teachers shelter in place with their families, text messages from TM Lebanon staff provide hope and assurance that someone cares.
Just trust God. This is what we can tell people. We cannot help in any other way. We cannot make legal papers. We cannot advocate for them, but we can call them, comfort them, ask about them, and see if they need anything.
And Bible translators are praising God for progress in a language of northern Iran. Transform Iran's Lana Silk says the unwritten Gilaki language has a fairly wide reach.
There are 3 million Gilakis living in a predominantly unreached part of Iran. There's never been an accurate translation of the Gilaki Bible, and now we're in a place where we can give them the entire New Testament.
Work has already begun on the Old Testament translation, and
even before using it in evangelism, we're already seeing dozens of Gilakis coming to know Christ just through the process of translation and review of the New Testament.
Select books will be available in no time.
Some of the Psalms are already being audio dramatized today.
Praise God for the progress being made in the Gilaki language. Pray for the church to be established, take root, and grow among this people group. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7 offers a free 7-day prayer guide that provides specific ways to pray and tells the stories of Christians who can't freely worship. Get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ms. Kramer.